Well, I mean, for me, a very clear example is my public life. So I was a young kid, fell in love with chess. When I was, you know, I won my first national championship when I was late 8, early 9. When I was 11, a book came out, Searching for Bobby Fischer. And then when I was 15, a movie came out about my life, mm-hmm. based on the same book that my dad initially wrote. And so I was really thrust into the spotlight. And so I, you know, without me wanting to, I was just, you know, a young, passionate artist. I loved playing chess and competing in chess. I was put out there, and I had paparazzi following me everywhere. I was, you know, I was really living in the spotlight in a way I wasn't necessarily emotionally prepared for. Mm-hmm. And I felt in my teens how that challenged my love for this art, because my love for it was so pure initially. And that tension, you know, that fight to stay true to my art, mm-hmm. Taught me some very deep lessons. And then I, you know, after I finished high school, I took off and I left the country largely to study chess very deeply, undistracted from publicity. I moved to Eastern Europe. My girlfriend at the time was from Slovenia. No one knew me out there, and it was a beautiful life. And I just left the public world. And since then, I've, you know, when I came back, I've had these periods where I've been exposed to publicity, and I've been in periods where I've been, you know, deep in a cave and moved away from it. And I think that this is a very clean example of, I mean, other than you, very few people drag me out of the public eye.
Throw a net over the bear and drag him out of the cave.
You have a way of doing that to me. But in a beautiful way. And I mean, I've found that the privacy of my life, not doing things, not getting caught up in you know, the swirl of fame or seeking external adulation, mm-hmm. is a very important thing for me personally. And everyone's different, but for me, I mean, maybe I have a little bit of a an oversensitivity to this because of my youth, because I was out there so intensely, mm-hmm. as a young guy, and I think it really challenged my love for the game. This is an example of the kind of decision that I'll make. I mean, I think it's very important for me to live the vast majority of my life privately. I don't do very much that will allow me to be recognized on the street and live my life as a celebrity, because mm-hmm. I've gone down that path, and I love my privacy.
Yeah.
And I also have built, you know, a career around my business is working with people who are similar, who are not seeking the limelight, who are not out there on television every day, who are world class, but are no one around them other than people, you know, very close, have any idea that they have been so incredibly successful from a monetary way. They try to raise their kids not to be spoiled. The kids are gritty kids. They're you know, great philanthropists, really good people. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm very drawn to people who have been enormously successful, but don't get caught up in the external crap that comes with success. Mm-hmm. And are real, you know, who are living their life tapped into the love. And that's how I try to live.